Oh, hello, Emily. How are you? It's Diane Goller here. All right. I got another one for you. Oh, God. Okay. This little girl, can I make an appointment to bring this little thing in tomorrow, if possible? Oh, actually, that would be really good, yeah. So. No, you haven't, no.
Yep.
Okay, her name is Fudge. Yep. Oh, she's probably, let me think. She'd be about 2.5 or 3. Say 2.5, approximately. Yeah, not old. Okay. Okay, well, with her, God, I don't know what this is. She's got this awful. Oh, yeah, she's a silky, sorry. So. Brown, I suppose. I suppose it's called partridge, but brown will do. whatever. Okay, so, well, she's yeah, I mean, she's not sort of handled a lot. And last time we sort of wormed them and everything, which was probably, oh, 8 weeks ago, I think. 6 or 8 weeks ago. Anyway, and she was fine then. And so we got them all on the weekend and wormed them. And she's got these awful growths all over her head and comb. And it's either the worst fowl pox I've ever seen, or God knows what. But yeah, it's really awful. And yeah, so she's got it like, nodules sort of on her eyelids and everything. I'm just hoping it's just a really bad fowl pox, but I've had a look sort of in her mouth and everything. I can't see anything in there too much, but yeah. Anyway, she's still sort of eating. I've just separated her from everyone and just put her in the little cage on the grass by herself. And she's still sort of eating and what have you. I've brought her in since the weekend. I haven't had a chance to sort of ring you guys because I've got cat things going on at the same time. so anyway, yeah, I thought I'd better bring her in because she really looks awful. And yeah, and I don't know what this is. It's just, yeah, all over her comb and everything. No, and no one else has got it. So yeah. And I thought, God, if it's fowl pox, you'd expect them all to get it, but no. Anyway. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Great. That's good. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. See you tomorrow then. Okay. Thanks. Righto. Bye.